Our reading today comes from Titus chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 1 through 5. Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 1 and reading down through verse 5. Let's read together what Paul says to this teacher of the gospel, Titus. In Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, Paul said, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed." Paul, in this chapter, talks about sound doctrine, and that means healthy teaching. Usually, what do we think of when we hear about sound doctrine? Do we think about baptism? Do we think about what the Bible says about the Lord's Supper? Do we think about the qualifications of elders? Well, sound doctrine includes all of these, but here Paul says it includes much more. Because here Paul gives some doctrinal matters, and they're different from what we might normally think of as being doctrine. This is a chapter where Paul tells Titus to teach different groups in the church. Notice in verse 2 that the Bible says that Titus was to teach the aged men or the older men. Then in verse 3, he says that Titus is to teach these aged women or the older women. Then in verse 4 and 5, the older women are to teach the young women. So he emphasizes things that young women need to focus on. Then in verse 6, he talks about young men. In verses 7 and 8, he talks about Titus and the things that Titus is to look to in his spiritual life. Then in verses 9 and 10, he instructs servants. And so when you get down to verse 11, where the Bible says that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, that is especially important in the context here because Paul is talking about these different groups or categories of people. So this is similar to what Paul told Timothy in the book of 1 Timothy. In the book of 1 Timothy, you find that Paul instructs Timothy about how to teach different groups of people in the church, males and females, younger and older, widows and servants, and other categories of people in the church. So let's look at these different groups of people and what Paul told Timothy about these different categories in Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 2. The first group that Paul instructs Titus about teaching is older men. What are some things that older Christian men especially need to give attention to? Well, Paul tells us here in Titus chapter 2, verse 2. He says that the older or aged men are to be sober. They need to stay away from alcohol. Young men need to stay away from it as well, but here Paul says especially older men need to stay away from it. Perhaps because the sorrows that life accumulates or the patterns that men set in their life when they're young causes them to be especially vulnerable to this temptation when they're older. Older men need to stay away from alcohol because they don't have that much longer to go, and they certainly shouldn't throw it all away with alcohol. Older men in the church especially need to be clear-headed, not drugged and clouded with this substance. And so Paul says that older men need to be sober. Number two, older men need to be grave. The word grave here means dignified. It means respectable. It means honorable. An older man, and especially an older Christian man, can maintain his dignity and his respectability if he stays away from alcohol, like we just discussed, if he watches how he treats women, especially young women, and if he talks in a sensible way and not in a foolish way. The Bible says that the white hair is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. Proverbs 16, verse 31. In Leviticus 19, 32, the Bible says, "Thou shalt rise up before the white hair and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God, I am the Lord." So if an older man wants to be honored, if he wants to be respected, then he needs to act in a respectable way. The third word that Paul uses is that he is to be temperate. The word temperate means that he is to have self-control. This man needs to control his tongue. He needs to control his temper. He needs to control his feelings. And he has to guard against letting fear and sorrow and anger just consume him as an older man. The Bible says in Proverbs 16, verse 32, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that takes a city." On the other hand, in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28, the Bible says, "He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." The next word that Paul uses is that the older man is to be sound in these ways. The word sound means healthy. Healthy in a spiritual sense. He's not to be sick and ailing in his soul. An older man is to be sound or healthy in his faith. Older men need to make sure that they believe. And they need to give attention to rooting out doubt in their lives and growing in their faith toward God and in His Word. Older men need to be sound in love or charity. Why would that be something especially that an older man might need to work on? Well, it may be because the betrayals and the disappointments that life has brought to him has made it very hard for him sometimes to have a good attitude and a good spirit toward other people. And so he may need to work on his love to make sure that he has the right attitude toward people and has that love. The Bible says that an older man is to be sound in patience. This means endurance. An old age has many trials, especially because the body begins to wear out, and there are pains and there are fears in old age that we didn't have when we were younger. In Ecclesiastes 12, verses 1 through 7, the Bible describes what happens to the body as we begin to age and how that affects our minds and our feelings. It takes a lot of patience to endure this. It takes a lot of faith to endure this. And so Paul says that older men are to be sound in faith, in love, and in patience. So if you happen to be an older man, here are some things that God wants you to work on in particular. Now then, in verse 3, Paul talks about older women, and he tells Titus what to teach these older women. He says that older women are to be in behavior as becomes holiness. In behavior simply means in their demeanor. In their deportment, they are to be reverent. And he gives some examples. He says that older women are to watch and guard against being false accusers. They are not to be false accusers or slanderers. We've pointed out before that the word for slanderer or false accuser in the Bible is the same word that is translated devil. The devil is a slanderer, and people who slander are like the devil. So if you happen to be an older woman, this is what Paul tells you to guard against. Don't be a false accuser. If you feel lonely, if you feel hurt, don't lash out at other people who are happy. Don't use gossip and false accusations. Don't start rumors and don't listen to rumors about other people. The next thing that Paul says that older women are to guard against is being given to much wine. Now, we covered that earlier in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8. This does not mean that it's all right for an older woman or anyone else to be given to a little wine. Remember that the Bible has its own unique way of talking about these things. In James 1:21, the Bible says that we're not to be overflowing with wickedness. Does that mean that we can have a little wickedness as long as we're not overflowing with it? Why, of course not. In Luke 21:34, the Bible says that we're not to be weighed down with drunkenness. Does that mean that a man can get drunk as long as his life is not weighed down with drunkenness? Why, of course not. So when the Bible talks about alcohol here, it means to stay away from it. That's the overall teaching of the Old Testament and the New Testament. Older women can be tempted to use alcohol or to take other drugs to deal with their burdens. Paul says, don't do that. And instead of spending time on these empty, harmful things, older women need to be teachers of good things. Now, this is very similar to what Paul told the younger women in 1 Timothy chapter 5. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, beginning in verse 11, Paul talked about the younger women who would depart from Christ and give their time and their effort to idleness and gossip and getting into other people's business. Paul said, instead of doing those things, I want the younger women to marry and to bear children and to guide the house and not give any opportunity for people on the outside to reproach the church. So here in Titus chapter 2, Paul is doing something similar. He's saying to these older women, instead of gossiping and drinking, put your mind and your tongue and your time to good use by helping other people, especially in teaching. What kind of teaching? And teaching whom? Well, the next verse tells us, older women are to teach the younger women. In verse 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Now, who is better qualified, who is more able, and who has more experience in these areas than older women? This teaching that he's talking about, when he says that older women are to teach younger women, can be done in different ways. Now, it can be done in a class. It can be done when you have an older woman who is the teacher in a class of younger women. But oftentimes, this teaching can be done in a very informal way. It can be done in a mother-daughter chat. It can be done when a grandmother talks to her granddaughter. It can happen when an older woman in the church talks to a younger woman. It can be done at a grocery store. It can be done over the telephone. But young women need this. I realize that some young women welcome teaching, and they listen to older women who give them advice. And there's some that don't. There's some young women that are stubborn and even rebellious and won't listen to good advice from older Christian women. So if you're an older woman, how do you handle this? What do you do? Well, you find the young women that will listen. Even if it's only one young woman that you can talk to, then you advise her. You teach her because you can't control what other people do. So Paul, in this chapter, is telling Titus what he is to do. And he is saying, Titus, you instruct the older women to be the kind of women that they should be, that they're not to gossip, that they're not to be given to much wine, that they're to be teachers themselves. So you teach the older women, and you teach the older women to teach the younger women. And what are these things that the older women are to teach and instruct these younger women about? Well, Paul lists them in verses 4 and 5 of Titus chapter 2. And this is a great list and a desperately needed list of things that young women need to be taught today and that older women should be teaching younger women in our time. And we'll talk about that list in the next lesson.